Hello, beautiful soul. I'm Sarah Michaels and welcome to the Elatergy podcast, where we dive deep into the world of self-discovery, growth, and healing to find out who you truly are. Today's episode is going to be on spirituality and what spirituality means to me. Look, spirituality isn't about collecting crystals and waving, you know, sage and Palo Santo around. I'm not saying that that's not a spiritual thing to do, but what I'm saying is that isn't spirituality. A lot of people are getting confused and jumping on the spiritual wagon because it's trendy and they think because they've got a few crystals that now they're spiritual. Spirituality to me is connecting to your spirit, is connecting to yourself. And when we say that, I mean like the deep self within. And a lot of us are disconnected to that. A lot of us are operating from the head, you know, from the neck up, and we're stuck in our heads, we're stuck in our minds. And this is why, you know, a lot of my clients will tell me that they've seen psychotherapists or psychologists, and not to undermine their work, I have myself as well, and they're great when you need to speak to somebody. However, they keep you in your head. And so when you need to connect to your body, it doesn't necessarily mean you've got to go and do meditation or yoga. This is why I do breath work, is because it gets us out of our head. But spirituality, again, isn't like set practices. If you don't like meditation, that doesn't mean that you're not spiritual. You have to find ways to connect with yourself. Even sitting with yourself, getting to know yourself better, listening to the voice, connecting to your intuition is a part of spirituality. So like there's no set meaning for the word, but I just wanted to get it really clear that it's not a trend that's sort of, you know, going around. It's not about positivity, because that's another, you know, another problem at the moment, toxic positivity. People think that spiritual people are very happy and people that are enlightened are very happy because they're conscious. However, there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And now you'll see a lot of influencers showing that, you know, showing the vulnerability, because to get to that stage, you need to go through the trenches. You need to get into that thickness of the mud. You need to meet parts of yourself you deemed shameful. You've got to get rid of shame. And a lot of the time people say to me, they don't know how to feel their feelings because they're just so disconnected that they can't feel their feelings. Now, a really great way to feel your feelings is to let go of a vice, you know, let go of something that you're addicted to, because when we do that, we sit in that discomfort, and it's in that discomfort that we can find our truth. It's about connecting to something bigger than ourselves, the divine source, whatever you want to call it, God, but it's about connecting to something greater than us. It's about believing in something greater than us. It's about believing in the universe and energy. You know, these are things that now science is proving. So spirituality is no longer deemed woo-woo, because science can prove a lot of these things. Science can prove that when we meditate and we're getting our bodies into a particular state, you know, these things are measured. Like they've measured Buddhas, they've measured them meditating, they've measured what their mind is doing. And it's been said that when they've measured the brain in a meditative state, it's so euphoric. It's like they've taken a drug. And so this is what people want to see. People want to see the proof. They don't call it the third eye. They call it the pineal gland. So connecting to our intuition is massive. And it's really hard for a lot of people to do that, because we've never been taught. And even though it was a natural instinct for us, what we have been taught is not to connect to our intuition, not to trust that gut feeling. But that gut feeling is connected. Now that we're being told that, oh, this is a thing, now more and more people are connecting to it. So if you ever had that feeling where it's like, oh, I've got a gut feeling about something, that is your intuition. That is connected to the vagus nerve. That is a thing. We need to listen to that. We need to feel that. And the best way to do that is when we have silenced the mind, not completely, obviously, it's an organ that needs to keep going, but when we have more peace within ourselves, we can trust it. We can hear it. And so it's not just about believing in source. It's about believing in yourself. It's about believing that you are greater than the story that you've been told. And the sooner you believe that, the sooner you can connect to yourself. I mean, and the relationship with yourself will improve so that you can become the person that you're meant to be. Thanks for listening. If you found value in this content, please subscribe to my podcast and head over to Instagram @elated_you to see what I'm getting up to. Bye.